Item five is discussion and possible action on research grant funding from the Texas Water Development Board for seawater, take your pardon, for Beachport Seawater Desalination Pilot Plant Study presented by Warren Davis, Regional Business Development Manager, Lower Basin. Mr. Davis?
Well, thank you. The President's resolution is to seek the board approval for the project's continued support in the Beachport Seawater Desalination Project. A little history, the project has been involved in the desal project since 2002, when Governor Perry announced his initiative to develop a large-scale seawater desalination facility and charged the Texas Water Development Board with development recommendations. In particular, the authority has supported the Freeport Seawater Desalination Project as a potential alternate water supplier to meet the customer needs in the growing Fort Bend, Missouri counties. The project is being developed as a public-private partnership between the Brazos River Authority and Poseidon. Poseidon is a leading desal business partner. Is a leading company in the desal business. Poseidon will be responsible for development, ownership, and operation of the desalination plant, which is proposed to be located in the Dow Chemical Company complex in Freeport. The project is proposed to supply drought-proof potable water to meet growing demands in the Lower Brazos Basin area, resulting primarily from population growth and groundwater subsidence district regulations. The Freeport Seawater Desalination Project has proceeded in phases. Phase one began when the project came before the Delta Board in 2003, and the board passed a resolution authorizing the CEO to apply for a Texas Water Development Board grant to develop a regional water facility plan. In 2003-2004, the planning study identified a means of building a $10 million per day seawater desalination facility. However, the planning study recommended that a pilot study be initiated prior to building a large-scale facility. The purpose of the pilot study would be to evaluate existing technology, to look at the marketability of the project, and to identify implementation costs. During 2005, the Brazos River Authority submitted the final report to the Texas Water Development Board. The cities of Corpus Christi and Brownsville also submitted reports to the Water Development Board regarding their planning studies. In 2005, the Water Development Board evaluated these reports and recommended to the Texas Legislature to fund pilot studies to provide additional information for the state's seawater desalination initiative. The Water Development Board was appropriated $2.4 million to be distributed among three viable seawater desalination projects. The Authority Greenport project was one, Corpus Christi was the other, and Brownsville was the third. Phase two of the Freeport Seawater Desalination Project is this resolution before the board authorizing the CEO to apply for $1,270,000 for the Freeport Desalination Pilot Plant Research Study. The pilot plant design and construction is planned for 2006. The Texas Water Development Board funding is a zero match. Only PRA in-kind services will be provided. It is anticipated that Phase 2 is able to address issues associated with technology, marketability, and implementation costs, then there will be Phase 3, which will be the $10 million per day demonstration plan. Are there any questions?
Do we feel confident that this funding will be granted?
No, we don't. The board meets on April 17th, and like I said, there's $2.4 million available, and if it's evenly distributed, that comes to $800,000 per applicant, which there are three right now, so we're not quite sure how it's going to break out, but we've asked for more than an equal distribution, not equal shares.
So what happens if we don't get the 1.2? Say we get 800.
Let me have John talk the politics of this. Right now, there is a lot of push behind the Brownsville project, for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which being that the numbers are coming up on Corpus Christi and on Freeport, and this Freeport proposal in particular is going to require so much additional capital from the state for it to be viable that Brownsville, at least at this point, appears to be the only one that they could put money into that would be able to get up and operate sooner rather than later. And then there's the obvious political considerations associated with the Brownsville project. So it's a little bit ticklish in that there is still a large part of a political-driven initiative to try to see seawater brought into the water supply mix. I think most folks are like BRA in that they see it as being a part of their future. The question is, how far out is that future? So as we go through this process with Water Development Board, Warren, I think, laid out very accurately that if it were divided up evenly, we'd all see $800,000. My guess is that the board is looking to try to fast-track one of those projects and might just decide to offload all of that money into one project, one pilot project.
Well, what's, I mean, do we have a plan B here?
Or does it leave us?
What's our
plan B? Possibly be essentially, if we don't get the money that we requested, the money is based on a specific scope laid out by the development board, then basically we have to basically cut back on what we're capable of providing in terms of what their expectations are to meet their whatever funding level we get. It wasn't something that provides, it's basically operates 24 hours, provides all kinds of data. It's more of a, I think, a Cadillac version of a pilot versus something that we probably could do and provide all the information that they need to determine whether it works or not.
Okay, let me clarify my question. If we're requesting $1.2 million, I'm assuming that the $1.2 million is needed for us to continue with this project, would be to do a pilot project. So if funding comes in at less than the 1.2, are we going to subsidize the difference? Or are we going to scale back? Or are we going to just pull out of them?
I think at this stage of the game, we would look to negotiate with the Water Development Board to scale back the piloting of the project.
Okay. The problem is, in the area, number one, the Freeport place is the best natural place of all three alternatives. One. Two, there's a lot of political pressure down there that says we'd like to have it, but we don't want to pay for it. The Water Development Board, and then there's right now, there's no demand until 2020.
That's the earliest.
It's like 2030, isn't it?
Yeah, 2025, 2030 is the first time that there's a demand, and if we get to 425, there's a lot of variables that may push that out a little bit further to the right. The politics of this is that we are getting, in both cases, both when we started this about 3 years ago, and in the report that Warren and his guys just put together that had a short time fuse on it to be down to the Water Development Board to meet their board schedule, was kind of not realistic, but it didn't make any difference to shut up and call it and get it down here. We did all that. We complied with it. So I think, Wade, the answer to your question is it's not a if or then. It's if the demand, the time sequence, and who's going to do it is a real question. Politics is driving this thing. If the board stood up and said, "Well, what was the term? How much money did they want from us initially?"
From the subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
$8 million.
Yeah, if the BRA board will give us $8 million, y'all probably have a good shot at them.
Mr. Chairman, when I first came across is the information in our very first meeting with my director in 2004, I took off to research Poseidon, the partner that's proposed here, and Poseidon throughout the whole time, and I have asked the question several times since that time. Poseidon has always stated that they require a subsidy, a sizable subsidy, from the state before proceeding. In an earlier question, in earlier meetings of the board, I've asked the question, where's the subsidy going to come from? Now, my question is regarding the other two items for Corpus Christi and Brownsville. Are there private partners requiring a sizable subsidy? That goes back to Director Hughes' question, what happens with Plan B? Our Plan B with Poseidon is that they require a sizable upfront money and cash money, and we stop, isn't it, Rich? Unless we're willing to put up the sizable subsidy that Poseidon is calling for. They've been honest and upfront from the very beginning. The very beginning has always proposed a sizable subsidy upfront.
What I understand is simply that the subsidy was the result of this study and their analysis of trying to determine how to implement a desal facility. Whether Poseidon was initially started out saying we need a subsidy before they even become engaged in this project, I'm not clear on that part.
That's just their standard corporate policy has been.
Typical Southern Reserve initiates and funds a project 100%. That's their way of doing business.
And when you look at, I know on the Freeport plant, the reason for the subsidy is you can get water now at a pretty low amount. Mm-hmm. If you make desal water, it's a lot more expensive. So if you're going to use customers that are now paying this amount to keep them paying that same amount, you're going to have to get a subsidy from either the state or from federal. I don't think they're looking at DRA.
Oh, yes,
but they'd be looking at probably a state subsidy or a federal subsidy. And I think that's what we're discussing in our Region H.
Now, that was a question I would ask to go along when they speak about a state subsidy. I want to make sure that they're not meaning us.
We've made it very clear several times that we don't have the resources.
But I think at least Corpus would also need.
Corpus and Brownsville.
I know about Brownsville, but I know.
Brownsville will need subsidies as well.
Because the water is still here. We're doing planning for 50, 60 years. Then whoever gets this plant to have customers, you're going to have to subsidize the water.
Yeah,
people are not going to pay that much for water when they can get it much cheaper.
The study compared rates, basically they're saying right now, well, actually they predicted out to 2010, they figured that the project would begin, water would cost somewhere around $1.60 per 1,000 gallons. So that's $1.60 per 1,000 gallons compared to $4.50 for desal water. So there's a big gap there.
Mr. Chairman, if I understand it right, though, this whole thing, we're really in it because of politics. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't be in it.
It's a governance initiative. Yeah.
So the role that we're being asked to play, though, you guys are telling us it really takes $1.3 million, not
$0.8 million. So meet the steps they have currently? Yes.
That's what you're asking us to approve asking for?
Yes.
So if we play our role and they give us $1.2 million, can we do what our role is to do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we go to that, then we have to scale back on meeting their standards.
Any other questions?
One thing. The other sites, are they, I know Poseidon's got an operating system in St. Petersburg.
Yes.
Some of us saw the project they had, the pilot project they had in Carlsbad, California.
Yes.
So we know they can build and operate these things. The technology of the reverse osmosis is there and works. So is the money for the intake and the output, the channeling and that kind of engineering, or what are we trying to prove in terms of what, that we know we can make potable water from salt water, because they're doing it all over. So
I think you're right. I think this is basically trying to give you a time to build up interest in a full-scale facility. The pilot, like you said, I think the technology is already there. The issues are the marketability and implementation costs. And so until those particulars are better defined, the pilot right now will hopefully give us more information and then give us a better basis to go forward or decide to the full-scale facility.
So a lot of the pilot thing is just the cost of the water ultimately and the marketability and the comparison to the surrounding water. In California, they may not have that much many options, so they're running it.
Right,
we know that they're running it up to 25 million gallons a day.
Enough for middle operation.
I think they're going up to 50 million. So the technology is there. But what about the other locations? Who are they using? Are they using qualified and people that have desal plants?
The group was just hired a consultant, just brought them online to actually help prepare this application for this funding. So I'm not quite sure what resources they have available to them. Brownsville, my understanding is their market would actually be Mexico. And so they're working with Mexico somehow some way to decide where our
desal plant from Mexico.
So better than Brownsville and sell the water to Mexico across the border.
Everybody's got the same basic problem. That is, they've got a plant, and they want to do a plant, and the local economic development officials want to do a plant, but they want to be the first one to do it. But as far as the customers find that the things are concerned, that cost differential is so great that people don't want to sign up for it yet. And unless the state government steps in and gives a pretty healthy infusion of cash into that, and then a subsequent infusion every year for R&M to keep those costs down, they're going to have a hard time in the short term getting people to sign up for that.
In other words, to put it, the pilot plant is basically a public relations campaign.
Excuse me. Following what you just said, in studying the
the Water Development Board's Water for Texas 2002. It speaks totally against the idea, and it's very clear to say there will be no state money for water. All funding will be local. And my question is, when you speak about no state money for water, it's all local. Where are the locals that someone would be looking at?
Right.
I want to make absolutely clear. And we don't sit around and jump into some technical proposal. And we don't have an accompanying business proposal that says we're going to have to pay for it because the state is not going to, unless there's a significant, significant change in state policy regarding water planning for Texas. We cannot sit here and project in any way, shape, or form that there will be any state funds. It is clear, studying the Water Development Board plan, there will be no state funding, period.
Right.
So I'm concerned about getting involved in projects for the future. Then we can say, well, gee, if the state puts up subsidies or the state puts up this and that, the state policy is very clear. There will be none.
Yeah, our application that Warren put together was very clear in saying that subsidy, our project rested on, particularly the 10 million gallon per day plant, had to have state infusion of cash. It wasn't going to come from BRS. They had to provide that. And when we first told them that we were going to do that, they said, well, you know, that's going to make this difficult for us to be able to buy into this. And we said, we don't know whether it's going to make it difficult for you to buy into it or not. That's the truth. You asked us to put down what we needed to have to do a 10 million gallon per day plant. That's what the Brazos River Authority's proposal has to have to do a 10 million gallon per day plant. If that's not what you can do, then you don't need to select us.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the resolution as presented.
I have a motion from Director Bloom. Do I have a second?
Second.
Director Sleet, would you please poll the committee?
Chairman Moore?
Yes.
Director Carava?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director DeClute?
Yes.
Director Geter?
Yes.
Director Lawrence?
Yes.
Director Pena?
Yes.
Director Dion?
Oh, yes.
They didn't read the resolution.
Better read it.
Well, thank you very much.
I can start up hereby resolve that the Asset Management Committee recommends that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorize the General Manager, CEO, to apply for grant funding from the Texas Water Development Board to conduct a Freeport Seawater Desalination Pilot Plant Research Study. Be further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and enter into a contract with the Texas Water Development Board to secure the grant funding. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and enter into contracts with outside consultants to conduct a Freeport Seawater Desalination Pilot Project, Pilot Plant Research Study, and to have existing staff provide in-kind services.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't think we need to re-vote, so thank you, Mr. Davis.
Now, said another way, if the Board chose not to do this, well, then that's two people.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, if the Board had chosen not to pass this resolution, now then it's Brownsville and Corpus Christi.
And they split the pie. Then they have enough.